I'm surrounded by intelligence and youth and interesting ideas. The Fairchild Challenge is an activity that occurs nationally. A challenge is issued every month for teens to respond to. And locally, it's coordinated by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. We'll talk about the challenge this month and the response to that challenge. But first, let's have you meet the folks that are here in the studio with me, and we'll just sort of go around the table, starting with you, Rowan. And I'll ask you to, somebody has to be first, right, to introduce yourself and maybe tell us, you're all in sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
And you're all 12.
Yep.
So if you have any shout outs you would like to make, feel free to do that. And I'll just have you each introduce yourself. So we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Rowan. I don't really have any shout outs. I'm sorry.
Who's here with you today? Who brought you here?
My mom and her boyfriend, and my dad's also here.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad. And how about you?
I'm Emma. My sister's here today, and so is my grandma and my aunt.
Excellent. What's your sister's name?
Ella. We're twins.
Emma and Ella. Makes sense. Did you hear us talking about twins in the last segment?
Yes.
Are you two identical twins?
No. We're fraternal.
Okay. So people don't mix you up too much.
No.
But do your parents ever say Emma when they mean Ella or Ella when they mean Emma?
Only some of the time, not very often, but
That always happened with my brothers and me. Even though we're not the same age and we're nothing alike, my mom mixed our names up all the time. And?
I'm Tiana. I came here with my grandpa.
Nice to have you here. And you know, I have to backtrack just for a moment, because I'm forgetting, since you go to the Ella School, it's likely that you live in different neighborhoods. And Rowan, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Morningside.
And let's ask Emma that same question.
I live in Shaler in Glenshaw.
And Tiana?
I live in Harrison City.
And now we get to meet Parisha. And any shout-outs? And tell us where you're from.
Well, my older sister is here today, and I live in Fox Chapel.
Well, nice to meet you. And your older sister's name?
Quinn.
So, did you all work on this project as a team?
Yes.
So I'd really like to let you take over. Can one of you tell me about what the challenge was and then how you worked on trying to solve the particular problem? Any of you can do that.
So the challenge was to write an opinion piece about an environmental issue. So you had to choose an article about the environmental issue that you're focusing on and say whether you agreed or disagreed, and then reasons why you agreed or disagreed.
And how did you go about choosing the issue?
Well, Rowan kind of gave us an idea of how bees, and we thought it was a good idea.
So you chose bees, and why was it a good idea to study bees?
They're going extinct, and we thought it was a prominent environmental issue, so that's why we chose that.
And how did you learn about it? So did you write one piece together, or did you each write an editorial?
We did it together, but it was like a paragraph each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So how did you set about that? Working as a team is not easy. And I don't know if you've ever done that. It's not easy. Can you talk a little bit about that process and just walk us through what you did?
So we each chose a topic like reasons why they're going extinct and like what led to that. And so we each chose a topic and we had to write a paragraph about that topic.
Yeah. And in this case, I think we worked really well together. There were like no arguments, anything. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice.
And how did you figure out who got what paragraph, and because did you break it up into sections, and you knew what people were going to write about? But how did you do that?
Oh, we kind of just chose our topic, and then we all basically wrote the paragraph, and then we put them all together, and then edited them so they would actually sound good together instead of.
That makes sense. You guys didn't bring it, did you?
No.
Oh, I wish we had thought to ask you to bring it. But tell us, what did you learn about bees as you did this? I'm curious. And remember, there are people listening that might not know anything that you learned or might not know as much as you did. So, you know, explain everything as much as you can. Everybody looked at Tiana. You're going to have one proud grandfather here. Everybody looked at you at the same time.
Well, we learned that they're really important to, like, what we eat. And, like, without them, there'd be a lot of things that we couldn't have.
Like what?
They pollinate a lot of the food supply for apples, oranges, onions. So they pollinate 79% of our food supply. So if they were gone, then we would have to make do with a lot of less foods.
More meat.
Yeah.
Definitely. And a lot less vegetarians.
Are any of you vegetarians?
I am.
And is it hard to be a vegetarian?
Yeah, because, like, I used to not be a vegetarian, but I've switched, like, on and off, and just easier being vegetarian because of my religion.
I see. I'm sure you're able to find what things you can eat at Ellis. There's usually,
yeah.
I've been to your cafeteria. It's awesome. There's usually good options there, and you need to make sure that folks can do it. I think it's hard sometimes to find stuff you can eat on the go when you're vegetarian, but if you pack, do you pack stuff?
Yeah, I usually back lunch because there's, like, vegetarian versions of of the foods that people who eat meat eat.
Yeah, like stuff with like tofu crumbles and
she'll bring in
things like
fake
that.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have all that too, although we don't follow a strict vegetarian diet. We have a lot of those things. So how come bees are dying off? What's happening? Did you learn anything about that?
So one reason is because of habitat loss. So their habitats are being destroyed by us, so they have nowhere to live, and then they die. Then also sometimes they, like, just desert their hives, and we don't know why. Might be because of lack of food sources or pesticides. So.
That's really sad. Did you get a chance, or have any of you had a chance to see a working beehive?
Yeah, we've been to Triple Bee Farms before.
Tell me more about that.
I'm not really sure about it because, like, we were really young.
We went there in, like, first grade or
something. Yeah.
Were you scared when you found out you were going to a bee farm?
Kind of.
Yeah,
because we were afraid, oh, no, they're going to sting us, but we were fine.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the environment today and what's going on just generally? We could talk about bees still, too, but just about how the environment is and sort of what its future might hold. I mean, let me ask you, that's kind of a general question. Yeah. If you were granted a wish or two about change or something you wish would happen with respect to the environment, does anything come to mind, something that you'd like to see happen or that you wish people would do?
Like less pollution, because that's a very big problem. Mm-hmm.
Any specific types of pollution that it especially sort of gnaw at you?
Definitely from cars. They produce a lot of pollution.
Yeah. They sure do. There's a lot of waste, too. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts about something you would wish people would change, a behavior, or that you wish our country would do differently?
Well, we lose a lot of energy. Like in 2013, the U.S. had the most wasted energy than any other country. So I think that we should do something about that, but I'm not exactly sure what, but...
No, but it's good, and a lot of these problems were created by people who came before you, and I think it's important that folks know the problems they've left you with and that we could work together to try to solve them. Well, any other thoughts about that at all?
I kind of wish people would, like, focus on what they're doing and notice how it'll affect people coming after them.
That's a really good insight, I think, Tiana. Really for everything, not just pollution, but anything you do to try to think about how it impacts another person that you're interacting with. Anything from your perspective, Prisha?
I agree with everyone here. I think that people should notice like what the world's doing to nature, and then they should try to help in any way they can.
Do you guys do any special recycling programs at the Ellis School or ways to try to help the environment? I don't want to put you on the spot. I know you recycle there. Don't know if there's any programs.
I think in the lower school, I don't know if it's still in the lower school now, but they used to have like a compost bucket where during snack we'd put all of the extra food we had in a bucket, and it was like in each classroom, and then they'd take it somewhere.
I think I remember seeing that too when I've been out there.
Yeah, like so we have a garden at Ellis, and we can use the compost for dirt in the garden.
Yeah.
Nice. What's in the garden?
All kinds of plants. There's a lot of flowers. And
And there's we have a butterfly garden. And, like, I think the pre-cares, I'm not sure still. But they used to, like, grow the butterflies and then release them into the garden. And some of them would stay and some of them would leave. So
that sounds terrific. Well, I have two more things I wanted to talk to you about. One is what it's like going to a girls' school, because Ellis is kind of neat. It's been around for 100 years as a girls' school. My mom went to a girls' school her entire, for grade school, high school, and college. It was a college that was women only. What do you think? How is your experience different maybe than some of your friends who go to schools that have boys and girls?
Well, I think we're all a lot closer because there's no boys, so it's just better that way.
Any other thoughts about that?
Well, I think it promotes a lot of feminist movements and stuff like that, so that's good.
It like helps us stand up for herself, like, against unfeminist things.
Yeah. It shows, like, the power of girls, and we can all work together and things like that.
Yeah.
Sure, good answers. And I know that's not an easy question, but especially it's Women's History Month, so it's kind of cool that you happen to be here now, but I think you get to emphasize some of those issues there more than others. The other question I was just curious about is if any of you have thought about what you might like to be when you get older, not committing you to your answer, but any thoughts about potential careers?
I want to be...
Everybody pointed at Emma.
I want to be a writer just because I really enjoy writing and English is my favorite subject. Mm-hmm. So
she does it every chance she gets.
Yeah.
Do you keep a journal with you? And what about you, Rowan? Have you thought about that?
I want to do something with physics, probably focusing on quantum mechanics.
Now you're 12 and are you studying these things in school?
No.
So how are you getting your knowledge of such things?
I have a lot of physics books at home.
Yes, she brings them in like every day.
Not every day,
but a lot of the time.
Well, that's great that you like that. And physics is really cool. It's hard at first, I think. At least it was for me. But I liked it. What about you, Tiana?
I want to be a computer engineer.
And what would you do, do you think?
I like making, I kind of like making games right now, like programming things and making robots a lot.
Wow. You guys all have, so far, very different aspirations. Let's find out from Parisha.
Yeah, mine's very different. Well, I really like to dance, so I guess I could be a dancer, maybe.
These are all very important things. That's terrific. What kind of dance do you like to do?
Oh, right now I'm taking classes in ballet and contemporary, and then last year I did tap. So.
Where do you take classes?
Starlight Dance Academy.
Well, that's absolutely terrific to know that, and that's a good example of how you're all thriving and getting a chance, you know, to think about what you want to do. We're just about out of time now. Do any of you want to say something that you didn't get a chance to say?
No, I don't think so.
That's a good last question. I always like to make sure. I want to tell all of you that I hope you'll know that you're always welcome here. If you write something, Emma, that you would like to share and record to air on the radio, we would love to do that. We can talk about quantum physics on the air sometimes. I'm serious, Rowan. We could do that. Tiana, we have some projects we can put you on. If you code, do you code?
Not really yet.
Well, then we'll put you on the conceptual level of things. Now, dance on the radio is a little complicated, but we'll figure it out.
It's difficult.
congratulations on your project. Oh. Who was your teacher for this?
Miss Mind.
Great. Well, thank you for being here today. Thanks to your family members for bringing you here. And I hope we'll see you again. Thanks.
Thanks.
Congratulations to a great quartet of sixth graders from the Ellis School. You can learn more about the Fairchild Challenge if you visit the website of Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. We also have a direct link to the Fairchild Challenge from our website at slbradio.org.